USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The yeas are 49, the nays are 51. The motion is not agreed to.
The Senate has voted to not allow witnesses and documents in President Trump's impeachment trial. Two Republican senators broke rank and voted yes. All others were along party lines. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said,
America will remember this day, unfortunately, where the Senate did not live up to its responsibilities, where the Senate turned away from truth and went along with a sham trial.
His counterpart, Mitch McConnell, said in a statement there was no need for the Senate to reopen an investigation that the House chose to conclude. A final vote that is expected to end with President Trump's acquittal is expected on Wednesday, the day after the president gives the State of the Union address. This is USA Radio News.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The U.S. is banning some travel from China temporarily to reduce the risk of the coronavirus.
The burden of the number of people who come in from China is obviously decreased because of this, but it's still too much to do the kind of screening that we feel comfortable with.
Dr. Anthony Fauci of the CDC on the Fox Business Network. A seventh case of the virus has been confirmed in the U.S., a man from San Francisco who recently went to China, where there are now 250 people dead and nearly 12,000 sickened by the virus. Consumer spending rose 0.3% in December. According to the Commerce Department, spending for all of last year was up 4%. The outlook of Americans, meanwhile, rose in January to the highest level in 9 months. Economists at the University of Michigan say the stronger-than-projected consumer sentiment reading is due to low unemployment and record gains in income and wealth. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A woman who accuses President Trump of raping her in the 1990s is now asking for a DNA sample from him. Lawyers for E. Jean Carroll served notice for the president to submit a sample before March 2nd in Washington for analysis and comparison against unidentified male DNA on the dress Carroll claims she was wearing during the encounter. A lab report shows several other people were tested and eliminated. President Trump was asked about Carroll and the allegations in June.
It's a totally false accusation. I have absolutely no idea who she is.
Carroll filed a defamation lawsuit against the president in November after he denied the allegations. A journalist is immortalized in a special way. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
One of the most recognizable faces in television news, former PBS anchor Gwen Ifill, started as a reporter in a predominantly white male journalism industry. Within years of her start, she was covering presidential campaigns for the biggest media organizations in the country. She's regarded as one of the most respected reporters of all time, and now she's on a stamp. The trailblazing reporter and anchor who died in 2016 was honored as the face of the U.S. Postal Service's 43rd Black Heritage Forever Stamp. She joins Martin Luther King Jr., Ella Fitzgerald, and Jackie Robinson, whose faces all have been recognized with a forever stamp. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.